really nice guy, very funny guy, really super, super, super hardworking guy. And he, this is also the advantage of a failure. He was, after he got out of the Army, he was a New York guy and he went to school in Ohio, and then he got a job teaching at Ohio State, and he was denied tenure. And this was a blow. You know, he had a wife, he had two kids, and he kind of poked around and did some commercial art, which actually ended up helping him. And then he got another job. It was a blow, you know, not being, you know, if you're denied tenure, you're fired. And it was a blow. Then he was very lucky and got a job at Rutgers, or actually at Douglas College, which was the women's part of Rutgers. And that at the time in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, was an interesting hub of artistic activity. They had loads of people there. George Siegel was there. The Fluxus Group was there. Lots and lots of people were there. Lucas Samaras, all those people. And also the head of it was a man who actually hired him, Alan Capro. He was a terrific artist, good writer, good thinker about art. And so Capro comes one day and says, well, can I come to your studio? And Lichtenstein says, sure. So he comes to the studio and he's looking through a pile of paintings and he sees this painting that he's done for his kids, but he just was kind of like, it was a goof, and he wanted to do his look, Mickey, and caught a hooked a big one, you know, an early one with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and with a fishing thing. And Capra looked at this and said, you got any more of those? He brought over an interesting fellow named Ivan Karp. And Ivan was at that time the director of the Castelli Gallery. And so Karp came over and said, this is great stuff. Make more of these. He did. Castelli himself came over, took him on and gave him a stipend. And suddenly it went bang, and pure luck, total, pure, utter luck. And if he had gotten tenure, never would have heard of him.